Shapu, the oldest town in eastern Fujian, has many natural harbours along its coastline. The sea has become a natural lava farm. Lin Wenzhou, a fisherman in Shapu, is going to erect some more bamboo posts in his farm.
When I was 18, I began to learn how to plant lava from my dad. Now it's been 28 years.
The preliminary procedures aim to hollow the just-felled bamboos to make it easy to erect them at the sea bottom.
Wind and waves may make it more difficult.
Each bamboo is at least 16 meters long. It's not easy to accomplish this task in the sea. Lin patrols his farm every day. When the tides ebb, the nets emerge. Young lava plants can enjoy sunshine and undergo photosynthesis. When the tides rise, the sprouts will absorb nutrients from the water. The tides repeatedly rise and fall, and the harvest season finally comes again. The release of lava flavor totally relies on baking. Heat leads to the transformation of its pigments and cells. It's why lava plants become more fragrant after being baked. The harvest season ends, but Lin's work continues. Here, nature and human beings have jointly created a kaleidoscope of natural scenes.